Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. I'd like to briefly return to the world of Marvel Comics to discuss a rather unique supervillain, Swarm. As described in the book Monsters, Creatures of the Marvel Universe Explored by Kelly Knox, Swarm is just your average former Nazi scientist and acupuncturist consumed by a swarm of radioactive bees at a meteorite crash, transforming him into a sentient swarm of bees. He manifests as a man-shaped swarm with stylish purple gloves and a ragged purple cape. The character dates back to 1977, created by Bill Mantillo and John Byrne in the pages of The Champions. And I think it's safe to assume that this one was inspired by the old suit of bees stunt, as well as the curious properties of eusocial bees. Because that's the really interesting thing about the whole proposition here. The former Fritz von Meyer, again now known as Swarm, is said to exert control over the bees, and his consciousness is shared among the thousands of bees that make up his bee-bod. It's a fantastic concept, but it also touches on the fact that bees do exert a form of emergent intelligence and are often discussed as a superorganism and as a cognitive entity. Swarms exhibit properties that are not shared by the individual organism, but are rather exhibited by the larger group, such as the ability of a beehive to thermoregulate, as pointed out by Kadam et al. In Of Biofilms and Beehives, published in the journal Biofilm in 2022. When temperatures drop, bees move in closer to better share their heat, with adult bees on the outside shivering to produce additional heat and then moving into the interior of the mass to warm younger bees that lack the ability. As the title of the paper implies, the authors compare bee swarms to biofilms, multicellular communities of bacteria or fungi. Marvel's Swarm kind of stands as an attempt to take the inhuman intelligence of bees and put it in a human wrapping, something that is fantastic and certainly fun, but in a strange way, a little easier to fathom. While it's impossible to truly know what it is to be another organism, much less a honeybee or a swarm of honeybees, fantastic treatments such as Swarm allow us to imagine our way a little bit closer to the reality. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.